nice little truth thrown in this year.
Tragedy.
But
tragedy.
Remember the law first mentioned?
Lakewood Church.
The law first mentioned.
Well,
the first super
weekend,
cap in the
Pastor
Bible
Joel
is
Olstein's.
I am.
Very sad situation. His teleprompter broke before he stepped on stage, forcing him to make up an entirely new sermon on the spot.
I am.
This is sad news, folks.
I am.
Since Joel's Bible knowledge seems to be limited to Exodus 14, I was worried.
And
said
what's interesting is
the last deacons. He stood there as a deer in headlights.
The Bible is
something King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
So there you are.
Straight at
you
the camera.
Says,
smiled that million watt smile.
That I am.
Of his, and
I am.
His mouth and
the
stared,
King of Kings
and he preached
and
from
Lord.
The Lord of Lords.
Oh,
I almost cried.
I mean, what an amazing
30 minutes.
And talk about
Pastor,
the I am, how important
Olstein,
that is.
Not it seemed like
who I am.
I am.
With spiritual
more than
sounding
I am,
phrases,
Lord Jesus
doing
Christ,
life better
in the Gospel of John,
messy living as well as brokenness and healing,
and God desiring to bless
new beginnings,
God's favor,
definite
and your best day ever.
Beginning,
unfortunately,
I am.
Not everyone was
thus connecting himself and declaring himself
conservative
to be
evangelist
equal
Elwood
with Jehovah.
Dylan. Notice that
seven
while several spiritual
Jehovah
phrases were used
the Lord,
in the message,
seven letters.
Not a single actual Bible verse
John
was
6:35, I am
the closest
the bread of life.
Osteen came to using
John 8:12,
a real Bible
I
verse
am the light of the world.
He tried quoting
John
Philippians 4:13.
I am
you
the
can
door.
Do all things through
10:11,
the blessings
I
God
am the good shepherd.
10:36, I am the Son of God.
Get yourself up, folks.
I am
the resurrection.
11.
After the service,
Osteen
said, I confess. I want to get up.
When I am
the way,
I want to tell a prophet
the truth,
and the
but
life.
I knew the
John
show
15:1
must go
I
on.
I am
get that, the show,
the true vine.
Right,
the people paid
the Jews
good money to
did
be
not
entertained.
Put him
that
because
and
he was
I wasn't about them down.
Crumpets with his
according
feet,
to some
right?
source,
that's not likely.
That's right.
He
elder board who wishes to remain anonymous because
deity.
Not,
you get that?
Post talks in media.
And so there's
it says what caused
your
the problem was
Jesus Christ.
Everyone,
somebody,
Jesus
unplugged the teleprompter
Jesus
looking for a place
claimed
to plug Pastor
deity.
Olstein's
so yes,
moose
people
warmer for his hair
Christian,
and accidentally unplugged plus
warmer. A little closer on a few questions, you'll find out
how about that?
Their Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. You know, so he
Chicago,
absolutely
positively
claimed
last Sunday,
deity.
A new faith community
God,
church.
John 15,
the
18.
Therefore, the Jews
radical.
Sought ready for this?
The more to
Chicago
kill
here.
Him
in a moment
because
of solidarity and
he not
to stand with their
only
persecuted brothers
Sabbath.
And
you know,
sisters across the
religious,
globe.
You know, religious.
An underground
but
church service
set
was
also
formated.
That God
here's the pastor.
Was
I wasn't. It wasn't
father,
your normal service.
Making himself
equal with God.
It wasn't your normal service.
We didn't have
cults and I don't believe
in the sanctuary
God
states.
Pastor
Brian
Thuber.
Instead, we had
a
newly constructed birthday stuff.
Youth
try
facility,
to show them
which is on the
Jesus
other side
Christ is God.
Multi-million dollars.
I mean, he shows them
scripture,
and the Lord's got
Pastor
a
Thunder was
here.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with that?
Glowing
once
as
they
he
realized
lies that were
Jesus
changed,
is God.
How
the Lord
could
get some
congregation
maybe
get
away from that.
Now,
totally understands what the underground church
ties in with super
in North
caps,
Korea and China and Iran and South Arabia and Turkey
experience every day.
I mean,
John, of course,
he says,
yes,
I am.
We still had
the
a worship
Alpha
service like
an Omega.
We still had the chairs,
the
lighting.
And
oh,
see
yeah,
that?
We even had
the beginning
the
and the end.
Machine going,
which is,
but people
and which was,
were like totally
and which
upset.
Is the
we didn't provide
the Almighty.
Coffee.
And Revelation 17:18 says,
don't you guys think
said,
they get coffee
I am
at church
the
in North Korea?
And
the
they
West.
Really shook them.
The first
Imagine
super cap.
The second
super
cap.
Pastor Thuber even went
a great
without
thing.
His
I am he that lived
PowerPoint
and was dead.
And behold,
mark that down, folks.
I am
if you're
alive
watching PowerPoint
forevermore.
All
there
time,
you
your church is
headed down
the grave.
Going down.
Separates
that's
Jesus
images,
Christ,
folks.
They don't have
from,
the words of God.
Somebody
ask her
for PowerPoint.
What's your religion
Everyone's
difference?
Found that PowerPoint thing.
Ding, ding,
else,
ding,
like,
two things,
folks.
Prophecy.
Didn't have a PowerPoint presentation
and
for the
Jesus
sermon.
Jesus Christ is alive.
It was titled Jesus Freakish.
And what can you say there?
Which was
and prophecy.
Written,
only God knows things before
the
there
Jesus
happened.
Freaks
and
by
all
DC
the religious
talk.
People
that
don't
sound
dead,
good. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good at all.
Towel,
I look at each of the 4,000 people in their eyes and challenge
Jesus
them just to imagine
dead.
What would be
yeah,
such
those
for Christ.
Two things. Just give
no
me, give
Starbucks.
Give him
no
some
electric
meat.
Guitar.
You know?
And the pastor only having a small
in the
portion
of Scripture.
When Judas betrayed
I have the Lord, he brought the soldiers.
I mean, can you imagine?
And in John 18:4,
in an effort to really step up the game next year,
knowing all
which I'm sure will be
that you come on the
congregation
is going
to be
went
able to forth
floor
and
send
unto them
to really get
whom seek ye?
The thing of
they answered him.
A thing.
Jesus
we may even
him.
Have police officers
Jesus
standing
him,
outside
I
really to fake arrest
he.
People.
And
Judas
also,
which
I mean,
how
cool
would
that
be?
And as soon as he said this, I am he,
said one of the
congress
members.
However,
the reporter
was advised that that is too radical of idea.
I was there, saw that. I'm like, man, what's going on
here? What's going on today, folks?
I am he, and they all fall backwards. Right now.
You know, they're out for blood.
And then after that,
Simon cut off.
We covered
this high priest servant's ear.
Super cat.
And Jesus
in the King James Bible, part one.
And put it back.
Okay. We have part two.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Notice that's recorded by Luke, the physician.
A portion of scripture.
And let me just do a physician would notice recap that. Here.
Oh, okay. Put it back on here. Like, cut things out.
Notes here. You know.
So, okay. And he may know that only in Luke. Now,
a brief recap.
He says this all backwards.
The 25 Peter cup of
year. If you weren't here, picks up and says,
I think I've
super caps.
I think twice.
We only cover the first. We covered
doing
three.
Doing.
I got to tell you
in a minute.
We covered
the three.
My language,
they have pertained to
something, which they were doing.
Bishop Babylon.
Get
the words found in Daniel
and the Lord knew
and
that.
Acts,
but once
in Revelation
on showed you
that was a picture of the prophecy of the doom of
Babylon. The Lord allowed this and was prophesied.
Very, very
but think about
important.
That.
I mean,
that.
All
now,
along the way,
remember I mentioned
this
of how
and
important
the,
that
and
is.
The kangaroo courts,
yeah, well,
and everything. I mean, how can you
just give you a little rundown?
So when someone reads it.
I got a couple
honestly and objectively.
I think
because I found out for myself.
This is a Charles Stanley.
He's a
Jesus in
Luke
2:15, and Jesus answered and said,
"Suffer
ye this
far,"
and he touched the ear and healed them.
New evangelical on the right side.
In a normal situation,
this would not be happening.
Preacher today,
this is the book.
Charles Stanley
attack
life principles Bible.
Okay,
and we see it happen today.
Amen.
Understanding why
you know what
the things are reason for how important it is.
Well,
a satanic attack.
His Bible.
The enemy knows
it's the King James Bible.
Is drawn
now, let me tell you
close.
What it says.
Amen.
From the book,
think about that.
Bruce
and so they know.
I mean, all
isn't that say things?
And then when he's come back,
we have
proof
probably
heard
all the stuff.
The King James New Testament was based on
and now
the traditional texts of the Greek-speaking churches.
Very important.
First published
John
15:16, and
Jesus
later called
them,
the Textus Receptus.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
that's what all
before
the truth
Abraham
right
was.
There. That's a true statement.
I
like the cults.
They give you
Jesus claims
to sell it
himself.
I have
the great
a bunch of
I am. The God of heaven and earth,
based
the
on
Lord,
relatively
Jehovah.
Few available manuscripts,
John 8:59a,
right
there were
then
representatives of many more which existed at the time,
but
him. Only became known
there
later.
No
that's not true, by the way.
That
in the late
19th
century,
claimed
West
to be God.
Court,
that's
coming in.
Why they
you know,
wanted
you
and they did
thought that the
want
text
to kill
had
him.
Been officially edited by the 4th century,
aside,
and the Native
Improvement
way their little
it is now widely held
that the Byzantine text,
the
largest support of the text, has been
minted all that
much.
Here they come with their long rolls.
Andrian,
you know, and
all those things,
or
pop,
any
you know,
other traditional
to be weighed and determined.
Will
the
it him be?
The New Testament.
They'll follow him.
So, see what happened
and
there.
In Rome,
you know, New King James.
They
in 1880
you,
support the Codex Vaticanus and Codex
Sinaiticus,
which you know
really
you know it
changes
older and best, known
so,
as the Alexandrian
all the
text.
This is right in
their numbers.
In the
majority
as they appear
similar.
To the Textus,
the 25
Receptus
times,
and the
does,
place, the context,
it corrects those
in
readings which have little or no
where they appear
in the Greek
is
manuscript edition.
No,
today
scholars
there is
agree
no coincidences
that
in the Word of God.
So,
New Testament Textus,
if we look at the sheet
I gave you.
Well,
let me pull mine up here.
They're trying to brainwash you.
What I did is I kind of
last time I gave
you
just
the reference, just the
very few scholars
will
not
give
you the
references
behind this.
As such,
look at the word
and then often for its historical prestige as a text of Luther Calvin, Tyndale,
that's just me.
You know, for about a century now, people have been following the critical text.
Take a look at
that.
That's why they came up with the New
King James
3:14
right here.
Always the first mention.
These phrase
things out.
The New King James version is the.
Some of the
three Godhead, okay.
Receive
we have
a total of seven words,
vowels
that are made up of 85% of the time,
separate
but
words.
Then the Alexandrian text, the other
15%
again.
So it's a mixture of
the words
and error.
I am
hide it.
It's right
are
in
there.
The front.
And three
the point
times.
Thing is,
I am
when I come to these texts I'm covering today.
I am repeated
the words. I am.
I'm sure they say
are made
in their
up
book,
of
New King James.
How they change these texts.
You clearly see the Godhead
representative.
It changes
the
meaning.
You see that?
So.
You know,
God put him there
just,
by
you know,
accident. So that first one I covered.
King James,
remember
you see
the
that?
First
I mean, you think
happy,
a little bit of words.
Exodus 3:14.
The average person out there,
it says in their Bible, it says well, here, the I am who I am.
A couple young kids that are 18, 19,
have new King James Bible.
I don't know. I didn't want to say that. You know,
hey, so their dad was there.
And of course,
and
I knew dad pretty good.
As I mentioned last time, how important that is.
He knew I was a regular kind of guy. And so, no idea who the whore of Revelation is. You remember?
I want to find somebody's Bible.
Ask him who the whore of Revelation 17 is.
Taking off his jacket,
and there's a devil,
big red flag.
Wolf, you know,
here's another guy.
King James,
Jimmy Swagger.
He'd be your,
after
you know, your Assembly of God.
And I was like,
he even uses the King James Bible.
Let's see what he says
on this. Okay,
by the way, the very beginning,
book four. I bought for you. You know, read
it. Says the King James Version is used.
Okay,
with the exception of
what happened after the thing
is used.
Never talk to me again.
With comma,
it's the exception of Elizabethan
matter,
words,
such
what
as
happens to
he
spirit of God?
Has
died,
etc., etc., has changed it to make the text much easier to understand.
Right?
Now,
I could do a big study
in there.
I mean,
you ever want to do a good work on it?
I didn't insult him.
Blinger had that
just,
book, and all
just,
my
you know,
work.
Read it to me again after a while.
It's 800 pages. The these and the thous alone.
I try to help someone
to have.
It's a spiritual matter.
You don't believe the text.
It's
but again, what does some of the half the King James Bible say about Revelation 17?
Spirit
about
the whore.
Well, God's quite. I have his notes right here. So you can see
there.
When
the Lord is and exalted,
he thinks
his word,
that
freedom
right here, that this
Mr. Babylon
is
very dangerous.
So it's God
I mean,
has very
says,
important
you know,
on
Israel
on this
all,
very matter here.
All the
okay
now.
Persia,
all
let's
of
look
the
at
above in Revelation 18 pertains to Israel.
Now, what I did is
how
to make
get
it.
Anything out of there?
I mean, he mentions
you can take
one
home
thing here.
More detail.
When he mentions a large prince.
I have a list
that,
here,
and here's all 25.
Remember, last
now
week
covered by
the Catholic Church. Our
red
thing
that
but
was
doesn't
the
give you any specifics.
What?
That's your
fall of Babylon.
Your,
remember
your
that
key
there?
Thing.
So the three negatives
have to do with
in 1 Corinthians 4 prophesied there in Daniel. Kind of work backwards. God prophesies the fall of Babylon, continues on there in Acts, and judgment goes there in Revelation. So you know that devil. Remember though, it's good to know the Lord tells you, don't worry about things. We know what happens to those false teachers, the false church, and devil. They're, we have the ending for them. So don't worry about that. That's the Lord's deal. But the other reference is, hey, you know what though? God gets a lot of glory out of here. Now, if you look at this list I have here, you've got 8 times it's a reference to God the Father. So 8 times here, God the Father is exalted. I wrote down in the back here, I wrote 8GF, 8 times God the Father. God the Father. A reference to God the Father here. You've got 7 references to the names of the Son of God. God cares about his names, about his Father. And that's why when, you know, a lot of Christians, they focus on, you go to church, your best life, you, me, right? It's not the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Word. It's always on you. And when it's always about that there, red flag, amen? That's real pop. You want to build a church? Just start talking about how you can be benefited. No problem at all. Super caps, it is Jesus Christ. It is God the Father. There's, of course, one specific name of the whore of Babylon. We covered that last time in detail. Very important to get that thing down. Get that down. That's like these two celebrity preachers. I call them celebrity preachers, right? You know, Stanley and Swaggart. They don't know. They're a celebrity. You ask celebrity, a preacher, hey, who's the whore of Revelation? They'll give you all kinds of answers. They just they're afraid to go after the Catholic Church. They said, they can't do it. You know what, though? I mean, God put that truth in there a lot of ways so we would know it and help people free themselves out of that thing, you know. They're very, very critical. But God put it right here, even in the super caps, so we get that thing, okay? There's 9 inscriptions written on inanimate objects. That's important too because you can see when the Lord puts something down, there's a meaning for it. Like look at Matthew 27:37. It says, "This is the King of the Jews," and in Luke 23:38, "This is the King of the Jews." telling all the world who this was. Remember, it was written in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. Remember that? And a man wrote it down. He goes, don't put that down there. Say that he said that. No. What I said, I said. And he had it in Greek, which is basically that you have Latin, the black people, Hebrew Jews, and Greek, the white men. That kind of a picture of the nations, right? So all nations. There you go. Right there. No, in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. And that's what the thief saw on the cross. You know, Lord, remember when thou comest into thy kingdom? How do you know he had a kingdom? He said he's a king written above him. He read the word. Probably heard him, but like, hey, if he's a king written, he must have a kingdom. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He believed the words. And there he is today in paradise and glory now. Amen. So that's why the words they have, if you get a chance, get your modern Bible and see how it adds up. It won't happen at all. That's important to understand the words here. So very important that you understand this here. Dispensationally, I'm running out of time here. Some of these here I have are in tribulation. There's four in tribulation. Two on the second advent. Seven on the millennial. God has a lot to do about that millennial reign. God has to do a lot on tribulation. And then there's eight references to under the law before Jesus died on the cross. Notice this here. Not a lot on the church age. You know why? We got the perfect word of God. We're living by faith. The Holy Spirit. You know what's that thing? The Lord goes, hey, I gave you his word right here. Hey, in the millennial reign, God's going to be reigning right there in Jerusalem, right there. You're going to see him right there. They don't know who he is. There's no, who's Jesus? He's right there, man. You got to see the miracle reigning. You don't have no faith in taking that. You're back. You back. Better obey, man, or else you get big head over that with a stick. We got to be careful there, So God gives us this here, his word, and that's what he gave us in these last days. That's why it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. The New King James don't say that, Look it up. It says, I think it says, be diligent, I believe, imagine when you go to school. Oh, be diligent, everyone. No, go home and study. I mean, you study. It's a time where you set things aside. And what though? And what you do, you exactly what God said. Now, the reason I started this little series of meetings is because it all comes down to what? Final authority and faith. It says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. There's your common denominator, your faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. How do you know who he is? You got the word of God. And that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. That's that studying part. And then, so how does we get the faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's really simple. I mean, if you look at the way things lined out, it's very simple. God put these super caps in here, lined out in a certain order from start to finish. The book ends. He had that book ends in Exodus and Revelation. Everything in between, exalting his father, his son. Look at when you get a chance, because of time, look at where he writes these and objects on and how that's tied into the scripture. It's phenomenal. It's done for a reason. And he's just sitting there. That'll give you the faith to know that, hey, you know what though? I got the word of God in my hand. I can trust it and I can rely on it. And then you can honestly deal with individuals. And you're not afraid when a professor comes to you. He's a professor. Those are the funniest people I have, are professors. They are the funnest people. You know why? I like to go over there just taz them a little bit. And maybe it's a little ego, but like, let me ask you a question, And they don't even like to talk to me. You know why? Because probably like this or pride. It's money or pride. If I believe that, then all these years would be wrong. And I made a living on that. And, honestly, it's really a sad thing. You know, see, the words weren't fully out there. You know, the words weren't free. That's why the 1880, when the devil says, hey, I'm going to start out with this philosophy of oldest and best, and West, God, I call them West Snot and Snort, came with their philosophy and attacked the word of God and all that. You know what, though? Hey. It's that flesh in us. Even believers, think about this here, folks. I'll close this here. We were made in the image of God. We lost the image. If you're saved today, you got a body, soul, and spirit, right? Well, if you're born again, your spirit's been renewed. Your soul has been, according to Colossians, supernaturally or operatively, cut up out. We're already seated in heavenly with the Father. So we're 2/3 perfect. Take a calculator and divide 2 and 3. What it is? 666. That's that number of man. Get that? See, it's that man part. It's that flesh. See that there, you know? It's that flesh. It's that 1/3, even the believer that Paul says he has to kill daily. Because remember, it's that 666 number of man. Right there. Figure it out. 666. There it is. And one day we'll be glorified, and that'll be a good day. Amen. That'll be a good, I mean, how about it, right? You know, many times, like, man, it was a bad deal. That stinking flesh. Paul said, it dwelleth no good thing. And all that just ties in together here, understanding these truths. We were out at an event on Friday, and I got to meet a young kid, asked me this question. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm a Christian, but you know what, though? You know, I still sin. I mean, there's probably about a 14-year-old kid. That's a good question to ask for. And I go, hey, stop here. You know, what you're dealing with is, you sin, but it's that flesh in you. I try to explain that. I can see, that makes sense. I mean, they'll tell us why a believer still sins. You got to overcome that with the Word of God. And so I explain to them, you're still a sinner. It's like you being, you have a mom and dad. You're still their mom and dad because you're born of your mom and dad. But when you sin, what happens is you lose the fellowship, right? So if you have a mom and dad, and they're your son and daughter, always will be, it's how's your fellowship doing, depending on how your relationship is at. Same thing. And he goes, that makes sense. A 14-year-old kid asked me a great question like that. I go, because he's thinking about that. Hey, you know, probably 14, growing up, hormones going on there. You go on these adventures, things are hanging around, all that stuff. And that's imparted, all that stuff. So all this has to do with super caps. The Word of God is put there for a reason. It's lined in a certain order. Look at the sheet I gave you, some of the comments on there. You'll find it to be interesting. Okay, questions or comments on anything I covered today? And anybody? Okay, amen. Let's close in a word of prayer, okay? Father in heaven, it's awesome to open up your Word of God and always find a little something there, Lord, that you can give us, Father, and increase our faith and knowing how good you are and what you've done and what should be exalted and what our priority should be and what final authority it is and how things stand for thee, O Lord. So thank you that we can look at these things and you be exalted. I just pray, Father, now for Pastor Hoffman as he comes and other folks come here, that you'd be able to just settle down anything that might have gone down during the week, and that folks would be interested and open and ears open, as that wasn't accepting, but interested in hearing some matter, the Word of God, the greatest matter that would take place. And Lord, you'd be able to speak to us. May you be able to move as you see fit, and we'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. And I pray as people read these super caps throughout their reading of Scripture that they'll remember some of these things, Father, and you'd be pleased. And we ask this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.